I think his inspiration was the pain of humanity, of violence, of conflict, of suffering, you know. This is the deep soul inspiration. But if you mean the inspiration, the aesthetic inspiration, let's say, or the literary inspiration, for the war, it was the Bible, especially Apocalypse. You see the Apocalypse riders in war coming, you know. And the suffering, the Pietà, the mother with the dead child, that can be seen 6 or 7 times, I'm not sure, in the war panel. And for the peace, he was inspired by the Eumenides of Aeschylus, which were the mythical figures that in the beginning they were the furious, and then they were forgiven and they became doers of good, you know. So I think this is a dream, you know. It's a dream, not a dream of Portinari. All humanity has this dream, you know, of living in peace, living in fraternity. And I think this is the main inspiration, the main message, and I would say even the most urgent message that we could say today. I think the War and Peace panels are absolutely actual, you know. They are as if they were painted today, you know. And I believe that they can contribute to a conscience that something must be done urgently, you know.
And is there a significance to the way that the panels are situated in the United Nations?
Yes, this is an interesting question, because he made it in a way that when the delegates enter the General Assembly room, they are faced with war, the war panel. And when they come out, they see peace. It's a symbolic a wish, you know, that this could be true in reality, you know.
And what do you hope that the delegates who come here now take away from these murals?
Well, I believe painting is a very powerful instigator, you know, of reflection, of consciousness, you know, like all arts, you know, music also, of course. But a painting so dramatic as the murals are in peace, I think you would have to be completely insensitive not to answer to their call, you know. They're calling for justice, they're calling for peace, they're calling for love. And I think this is the thing, like the Beatles said, all we need is love.